Thousands of firefighters across the state working to put out destructive wildfires. Plus, going from bad to worse, smoke from those fires lingers across the Bay Area. And saying goodbye to a legend, celebrities honor comic book icon Stan Lee. Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin. This is your Pix Now update. More than 8,000 firefighters are battling two major wildfires in California. Right now, more than 224,000 people are being impacted by these fires. In all, more than 209,000 acres have been torched. That's a little more than the entire city of San Diego. The Camp Fire in Butte County, the deadliest deadliest wildfire in California history. 29 people are confirmed dead. Today's strong winds could make the flames worse. So far, 113,000 acres have burned, about the size of San Jose, and that fire is only 25% contained. More than 6,400 homes have been reduced to rubble. The most immediate concern right now, searching for more than 220 people who are still missing. Evacuation centers for victims are nearing capacity, but volunteer groups from all over are coming together to help where they can. One nurse fled the fire with three patients in his car, two of them critically ill.
We have not just an obligation to our patients, but we have an obligation to humanity. I mean, we have to do our jobs regardless of the adverse conditions.
Meanwhile, crews are investigating PG&E's electrical infrastructure today. They are looking into whether the utility company's power lines may have sparked the fire, but it is still not clear if PG&E is responsible. Sliver of hope in paradise. The horse, this one found safe in a swimming pool. The man who found her in the evacuated neighborhood said the horse was tangled up in that pool cover, which actually prevented her from drowning. After guiding her out of the pool, authorities did escort her to safety. Meanwhile, first responders assigned to the campfire got a surprise treat yesterday. Celebrity chef Guy Fieri stopped by and made pulled pork dinners for the emergency workers. The Butte County Sheriff thanked Fieri. And earlier this year, Fieri made meals for evacuees of the Carr Fire in Redding. There are several ways you can help the fire victims. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a monetary donation. To donate to the United Way Relief Fund, you can text Butte Fire to 91999. And the Salvation Army has its own hotline number, 1-800-SAL-ARMY. And finally, Airbnb is asking users to list any properties they have available for evacuees. Taking a live look right now from our Mount Vaca camera. You can barely see anything out there because of all the smoky haze. Smoke from the massive campfire is expected to linger here in the Bay Area. And you can see just how much smoke is spreading across the area from this image from NASA. The Air Quality District does recommend you stay inside as much as you possibly can while the smoke remains at the unhealthy level. And a spare the air alert has been extended now through Friday. Meanwhile, in Southern California, where yet another fast-moving brush fire, dubbed the Peak Fire, threatened the 118 freeway earlier. Helicopters put water on the flames in the Simi Valley area, which initially shut down the freeway in both directions. Right now, fire officials say the forward march of flames has stopped at just over 100 acres. Fire crews are now mopping up the hot spots. Moments ago, Ventura County Fire tweeted this photo, thanking San Francisco Fire Department's help in putting out the flames in that fire. Ventura County, the destructive Woolsey Fire is the one that continues to burn. Firefighters fear winds will pick up again today. You can see from the drone video some of the 177 homes that have been wiped away. 91,000 acres have burned. That fire only 20% contained. 170,000 residents in the area remain evacuated. And this video from a Malibu resident who got out just in the nick of time as flames burned around him and the embers hit his windshield. And some celebrities have also been forced to leave their homes. Singer Lady Gaga posted this video showing the massive plume of smoke over her home in Malibu. She took to Twitter to thank firefighters, police, and first responders. Actor Gerard Butler returned to his home to find half of it gone. This is a selfie the star snapped of his garage, or what's left of it there, and what looks like the burned out shell of a pickup truck. Singer Miley Cyrus's home was also damaged in the fire. She tweeted in part, "My house no longer stands, but the memory shared with family and friends stands strong. I am grateful for all I have left." Sad news for the comic book world. Stan Lee, the man who brought us Spider-Man, the Hulk, and many more, has died. An attorney for his daughter says that Lee died in a Los Angeles hospital this morning after being taken by ambulance from his home. The exact cause of his death isn't known at this time, but he was 95 years old, is survived by his daughter, JC. Celebrities did take to social media to honor Lee. Big Bang Theory actress Kaley Cuoco posted this photo on Instagram with the caption, "I adored his visits, hugs, and fantastic stories. He was an epic superhero, and I will never forget him." Lee made cameos on the CBS primetime hit as himself. Actor Hugh Jackman, who played X-Men character Wolverine for over a decade, paid tribute to the character's creator with this post, saying that we've lost a creative genius. Stan Lee was a pioneering force in the superhero universe. And actor Robert Downey Jr., famously known for playing Iron Man in several of the Marvel films, honored Lee with this photo saying, "I owe it all to you. Rest in peace, Stan." Stocks taking a big tumble today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing down more than 600 points. Technology stocks took some of the biggest losses. Apple slumping 5%. Amazon dropping 4.4%. The market coming off a two-week winning streak. Turned it around today, didn't we? Well, today we are observing Veterans Day. Some of the nation's largest companies honoring service members by offering them a job. At Tesla, there's a program to recruit and train veterans. About 800 of the Tesla's 10,000 factory workers have served in the military.
They've worked under stressful conditions. They're used to high operational tempo. That's what we have here at Tesla. And so it just seems like a natural fit.
Starbucks is also committed to hiring 25,000 veterans by the year 2025. And Walmart announced today it will give hiring preference to military spouses. We'll be back, another update top of the hour. You can watch or listen on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area.
Meet our STEM standout, Luciano Del Rio.
Team A41 is Richmond High School's robotics team. What it is an after-school program that teaches Richmond High School students about STEM.
Luciano encourages us to really think outside the box to approach a problem.
Luciano's story is important because he comes from this community. The work that he does here goes beyond the classroom and the school.
Chevron and CBS5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.